O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Psalm 106, verses 6 to 12. We have sinned as our forebears did. We have done wrong and dealt wickedly. In Egypt they did not consider your marvelous works, nor remember the abundance of your love. They defied the Most High at the Red Sea, but he saved them for his name's sake. To make his power known, he rebuked the Red Sea and dried it up. And he led them through the deep as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of those who hated them, and redeemed them from his hand of the enemy. The waters covered the oppressors, not one of them was left. Then they believed his words, and sang him songs of praise. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Irish rock star Bono has said, "Grace defies reason and logic. Love interrupts, if you like, the consequences of your actions, which in my case is a very good news indeed, because I've done a lot of stupid stuff." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of every blessing, in this new season, we invite you to shape our soul with your words and inspire our lives through your works. Teach us to walk in the way of blessing. We choose to rejoice in God's mercy today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people with the declaration of Psalm 103. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, will you show us today where we are trying to stay in control, where we are striving to earn your love rather than acknowledging our powerlessness and surrendering to your gift of grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, will you help us to own our own weakness? We come to you without pretense or delusion, and in our poverty we welcome the wealth of your grace, your forgiveness, and your love. No words can ever express our gratitude. And as we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves us tells us that because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that we have been saved through faith, and this not from us, it is the gift of God. as we read in Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 8. So, Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So enlighten the eyes of our hearts, O Lord, so that we may not only see and receive your mercy, but also notice the places in our world where you call us to extend mercy. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.